This is the Preservation Technology Podcast, bringing innovation to preservation. The Preservation Technology Podcast is a production of the National Center for Preservation Technology and Training, a unit of the National Park Service.
My name is Catherine Cooper. I am here with
Jake Mangum. I'm the Project Development Librarian for the Portal to Texas History.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
I'm wondering if you could tell us what the Portal to Texas History is and how you got involved.
Certainly. So the Portal to Texas History is a digital repository for cultural heritage and historic materials from across the state of Texas. We've worked with about 465-ish partners to digitize and make freely available over 1.8 million items. That includes over 800,000 issues of newspapers, 450,000 photographs. We have 80,000 maps. We've got legislative documents. We've got books. We've got journals. Basically, we've got 36 different media types all available on the Portal to Texas History. Again, all of our print materials are full text searchable. So if someone is looking for a specific name or a specific event, they can type that in and it'll pull up all the print instances we have of that. I got involved with the portal kind of by accident. I was a graduate assistant here in the library, finishing up my master's in library science. And I happened to be at an event the same time that my current boss was at the event. And we were talking. She saw, you know, you're in the library, I'm in the library, so we should kind of sit together and talk a little bit. So we did. And she mentioned that she had a position open. And when, you know, if you're wanting a position in an academic library, you take every opportunity and apply. If you're being told about it, you apply. So I applied and it turned out that it worked perfectly because the position that I'm in, I act as a liaison between the digitization lab and partnering institutions. And my areas of specialties in library science school were academic libraries as well as digital imaging and archiving. So I was able to kind of bridge those two different areas together in this position. The Portal to Texas History, like I mentioned, has 36 different media types currently available on it, as well as we've been working on a project called Texas History for Teachers, in which we worked with a historian here in the university, some Texas history teachers to create course curriculum based on the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills standards that the fourth and seventh grade well, every grade has to kind of teach to specific standards within the state. And fourth and seventh grade specifically deal with Texas history. So we're focusing on creating course units for those grades in particular, starting with seventh grade. And one of the cool things that we're doing with that is we actually have been able to do work with a camera system called Matterport, which allows us to do virtual field trips to museums with historical significance that touch on like the teaks. So we're able to take students and do a field trip when typically like you're not going to be able to go to Goliad. Those aren't the field trips that schools tend to send students on. So you can at least get a better understanding of what the museum looks like and what the area looks like through these Matterport virtual field trips. The Portal to Texas History, I should probably give the website for that, is texashistory.unt.edu, whereas the Texas History for Teachers is education.texashistory.unt.edu. So we just added an education dot in front of the website address. So, and that is still a work in progress. We initially did some materials for it several years ago, and as learning standards changed, things got quickly out of date. And so now it was a 2020 project that is turned into a really great long-term substantial project. It probably wouldn't come as any sort of real big surprise to know that probably a third of our users are genealogists, since we do have such a large collection of newspapers. Like I said, over 800,000 issues of newspapers. There's a lot that can be gathered there. Genealogists, teachers, students, historians of all different levels and expertise kind of access it. So those are the main groups. My position, I don't typically interact with them a whole lot directly unless they are having issues or concerns. And sometimes they will contact me and ask for guidance and kind of assistance through their searches. What I really want to see the portal do and be able to accomplish is to continue to expand the understanding of what Texas history is. Right now, my goal is to tell the stories of underrepresented communities within Texas. So, typically history tends to be told by the older white men, and there are a lot of other voices that need to be shared as well to fully understand what the story of Texas is. There are a couple of different ways that we're pursuing adding those materials to the portal. One, we recognize that a lot of history has not really been preserved properly through the official institutions that are kind of responsible for preserving everyone's history. They haven't really preserved everyone's history. So the communities have had to find other ways of preserving their own history. So it's materials that are in churches, materials that are in families, passed down from family member to family member. And one of the ways that we've worked with this to kind of reach those different groups that wouldn't necessarily have like funding to do a digitization project is we have a project called Rescuing Texas History, in which we offer up to $1,000 worth of digitization, metadata creation, and hosting of materials on the portal for applicants. And we've specifically in the last few years made it a point to target those groups that have been disenfranchised basically in the past. So we're actively seeking those out and trying to reach out to those communities. My email is Jacob, Jacob dot Mangum, Mangum at unt.edu. And if you go to texashistory.unt.edu and scroll down, there's also a section called Rescuing Texas History. I think we got it covered with everything in there.
Yeah, the I'm sliding other questions in here. Okay.
That's perfect.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm happy to do it. It was really good seeing you again.
Good to see you too.
This was a presentation of the Preservation Technology Podcast, produced by the National Center for Preservation Technology and Training. To find more podcasts like this one, please visit our website,